Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Winter Olympics, I'm kind of like, yeah.
Why are we here?
Yeah, it's like curling. I'm like, I can't.
It's so impressive. It's all so impressive.
Perfect line.
This is impressive. Come on. Come on. Magic Mike. Magic Mike.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. We could, honestly, as crazy as it sounds, we couldn't get out there and just start curling. We would be a mess.
I don't want to get out there and start curling.
I know,
curling.
But we'd be a mess. That's what I'm saying. Like, some people do. So, you know,
you
respect.
You want to be on ice with a broom.
No, never. Just, never. Never.
And
never.
Then freaking sliding.
And this one is really curling now.
I'm going to try to bump the rock in the ring.
Okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay. If you did curling, you know, and you were in the Olympics.
We wouldn't be friends because you wouldn't talk to me.
You know, hats off to you. You train your entire life. I get a drink with you. I do shots with you. There's actually a really cool all ice bar.
You know what? You're using your head voice, which means those are all lies. And if I was like, hi, I'm Phoebe Robinson, gold medalist in curling, you will turn the other direction and be like, I have to go play Sims.
Glory! Jack of Phoebe Dune.
No.
You would not hang out.
Don't drag me. I do play The Sims and watch the Olympics. I've been known to do that.
Shut the fuck up. This is a Wikipedia where there's like,
She's been known. And it's got like a tiny number 4 on it because that's like the footnote. It like leads back to the podcast.
OMG, you guys! It's time for a brand new episode of To The Points with me, Phoebe Robinson.
And me, Ms. J. Willie.
We hope you're feeling these chilly autumnal vibes wherever you are and are ready to, like, put on a blanket, hold a mug of tea with both hands, and listen to this latest epi of our podcast.
Or, as I call it, our pusscast. Any hooch, we got Aya Cash, Joya Nicole, and Clayton English.
Ugh, so good. From top to bottom, like, everyone was hilarious.
Yeah, totally.
Bye, Q, bye. The special shows we're doing for the New York Comedy Festival. We're very excited to be a part of it. It's awesome. Thank you guys for coming out.
Woo! Made in New York, concrete jungle, beam, bum, boom, boom.
Good to be back.
Yes.
I feel like I've been gone for a while.
Nice.
So I was out of town for 2 months. I was shooting a movie for Netflix. Thanks. I think it'll be a fun little summer romp. And I was in Croatia. Have you been to Croatia?
I have not been to Croatia.
It's super fun. It is very, the food is just pretty much fish all day, every day. Uh-huh. So I was just eating salmon 3 times a day.
That's a dream. That's kind of a dream. You hated it. You hated it.
No, I didn't hate it. Uh-huh. I just was, having salmon that much is a lot.
Yeah.
I just walked around with fish breath, but, and on my off days, I would go shop at Zara. That was like the...
That sounds incredible.
That was it, because European fashion can sometimes be confusing to me. And then a lot of it is just like, it's almost correct.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, you'll see like it'll be like a nice sweater and then it just just glitter jizz all over the front.
Yeah.
You're like, this was a nice heather gray and then why'd you jizz on it? So So Zara was like my only refuge that I could go to, and it mostly was correct. Zara Binks is the best.
It's not. It's.
You're welcome. You can use that in your daily life.
But yeah, I went to like this Australian clothing company store, and I tried like this black girl. She was like so beautiful. She was like a supermodel. She was working there, and I saw they had all these awesome like size 10s, 12s, you know, like
cool.
14s, like everything, which I usually, my size runs in between those three. And so together, she and I grabbed just like a bunch of shit. And then I got into the place where I was supposed to change, and none of the shit fit. And then I looked, and there was this huge sign that was like, these are Australian sizes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, damn, that is some black-on-black crime. Yeah. She didn't warn me.
Yeah. No, Europeans are like, we're like 112 in European sizes.
Yeah, it's like literally.
They're so everything is cut so narrowly there, and it's really tough.
Yeah, it really, I was like, wow, this is horrible. This feels bad. I went from feeling like incredible, like I was cartwheeling to different pieces,
aww,
to being like, oh shit, I'm a size 1 million here.
So did you leave with anything where you're like, fuck it, I'll like buy like a handbag?
No,
you're just like, no.
Yeah, I just bought like a jacket. Because you know, like a jacket, you can just kind of let it rock and be open. And you're like, this is a size tween, but it's fine. So I got like a jacket or two, but I did look at her and I was a little bit like, oh, thank you so much for your help. It's crazy how actually these are Australian sizes and you didn't convey that. And she was like, have a nice day. She got my ass.
Aw.
That's fine. How's traveling been?
Traveling's been good. I've been doing a lot. I'm in the middle of a stand-up tour right now with Alana Glazer. Ooh. Ooh. So we've just been traveling across the country. I kind of like going on tour because that's when I catch up on HGTV. Like, that is the only time.
Yeah, totally.
So I'll just, like, watch that before I go on stage and I get really angry at everyone who's on the shows.
It's bullshit. House Hunters is bullshit because you have a piss-ass budget.
Yeah.
And you have to find some shit to complain about.
Yeah,
which is insane. Like, renovate. Like, fix it.
Yeah.
Obviously, that would take me forever.
Right. You would be great for House Hunters.
I would do like Tiny House Nation, like make a little space, have a little place up in the Catskills.
You want to live in a tiny house?
I'm not gonna fucking live in a tiny house, but I do want to have like a little tiny spot that I could just like walk in and be like, oh, cool, and do something like, I guess maybe like practice ukulele or something and then like close it and then drive back down here to my place in Clinton Hill. Just like a white people space. It's like a white person space.
Right.
And
that's
so
cool.
What do you do in a white person space? You practice ukulele.
Yes. All right.
But
I don't know.
It's like a cool like craft space. You know, you can be like, doom, 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 doom. Like doing like crafts and shit.
Origami? Is that what you're doing?
It's like you can make like 1,000 paper cranes or something like that.
That would be cute. I could see you just doing arts and crafts.
But it is, thank you. Tiny House Nation is really fun because the people do have to sort of tour different models of the tiny houses. And they're so small that they're really trying to make, like they're trying to present a space that really is just a corner.
Yeah.
And so like even just being like, and here is your living sitting area, and it's like one chair. So the person's be like, oh my god, that chair is lovely, I love that, did you guys carve that yourselves?
And is there like plumbing, like are there toilets in these houses?
Sometimes there's plumbing, because some people are like, some wives are like, this is some bullshit, I'm doing this to appease my husband.
Okay.
There needs to be running water. But some people are like, you know what, I just want to take a bath outside, or I want to take a bath on top of my tiny house. They really can get
What do you mean on top of your tiny
house? You can do anything with a tiny house, apparently, because it's so small. So you could literally put a bathtub on top. It's like Pimp My Ride, remember? But for like an 8-foot box, like an 8-foot by 8-foot box. You like, they do like some crazy
shit.
That's
insane. Just buy a slightly bigger house that you could put the bath inside of.
Yeah.
Right?
But I feel like it's like that thing like when you go to like Fiji and you're like, I want to bathe outside. I do kind of in a way.
Even if I went to Fiji, I've never been, I would never have that feeling.
Oh, to like bathe outside?
No, I would never have that impulse.
I've done it once.
Did you like it?
I found that I hated it.
Yeah.
Because I felt like my goodies were out, and at any point, somebody could just be like, what are you going on? Like, it's...
Was that someone nibbling on... What was that
he's
sound
nibbling
effect?
Nibbling on the top of the fence, looking down on me like, where am I? And then he's just,
so it's just
gnawing because he's there.
It's just Wilson from Home Improvement looking over.
Yeah, or like Mr. Feeny.
Yeah. Yeah, just shower inside.
You ever done it at the beach? You
know,
get wicked, you just do that with everybody. Like everybody's just standing around like a spout and it's just like trickling out water. And you're all like, hey, mahalo.
No. I'm not into communal, like, feet rinsing. That
I know. But you got to do something before you get to the car. Otherwise, it's a mess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I grew up in Southern California. So it was like the...
It's just...
It feels normal.
It's like, hang 10, brah. Let's wash our feet together.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. You think that that's an exaggeration, but it's kind of not. But it's also a lot of, like, you know, sublime stuff.
Okay. I don't think I know sublime.
Okay, all right.
Get over it.
Okay.
Get
that
over
did actually
it.
Get a bigger response here than I thought it would.
I think I've seen like one of their album covers, and it was like a back tattoo that says Sublime.
Yes, that is iconic. And I have that shirt.
And I went
it's
like,
iconic.
I got it. Like I saw that.
No,
and I felt
that's
like,
not it. No, you're doing them a severe disservice, I will say, as I guess the Sublime ambassador in the room. They're really fun, and they sound really Californian, and they're from like Long Beach, which is where I went to school and grew up by. So they feel I get very nostalgic when I hear them. But the funny thing about them for a while is that the joke is, especially growing up in LA, if you went to like a beach party by like a bonfire and you saw a white guy reach behind him and then pull a guitar out around the bonfire, that the first thing he would do would be like, I don't practice Santeria. That's like their you know, it's like a bonfire. There's that, and then it's something unpredictable, like Time of Your Life.
Right.
Those are like the two white dude songs.
Wow.
But Sublime is like the main, it's like the main fucking catalog. That's like 90% of the catalog.
It's just Santeria?
Well, yeah, like an acoustic dude's catalog is like...
Got it.
90% just Sublime.
All right, I'm gonna check out a Sublime album for you.
Okay.
And report back.
Oh, cool. Well, great.
Someone just said, and like, don't listen to a whole album.
Yeah, not like a whole album. Like that's why I was like, okay, like kind of greatest hit. I say you go to Spotify and it's like top songs people fuck with. You look at that top five or six.
Okay.
You'll get a good general thing.
And that's all I need?
Yeah, I you're very particular, so I would just rather you go to the greatest hits and then just get in, get out. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to linger.
Are they still together?
No. So that's the sad thing, is that...
Oh, no!
That's fine. We should talk about it. Bradley would want this. No, Bradley would want this. We'll talk about it. But
I'm sorry, you guys.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You
remember when Barack Obama was elected president? Something happened.
That's nice. That's like, it is sort of like when you see your friend and you're like, oh my God, how's your beautiful girlfriend? I love her. And he's like, we broke up.
So what happened with Sublime?
He died of a drug overdose.
Oof.
And it was like really kind of at like right before they were about to, you know, fucking break.
You know,
and
what?
So it is sort of a tragic story.
I saw the behind the music. That's why this sounds familiar.
I haven't seen that. Yeah.
Oof.
I haven't seen that. So it's like really tragic, but also he was arguably very talented, and so it is sort of like, however you feel about Sublime, he was like, he hit a chord.
Oh no, sorry, I saw the behind the music of Blind Melon. I'm sorry,
did
guys.
Somebody
I'm
from
so
Blind,
sorry.
Did somebody from Blind Melon pass?
Yeah, so I was like, same white band, and then
yeah,
it was not.
No.
I'm sorry, you guys.
That's okay. They should get confused for stuff more. We should like mistake them sometimes. What song does Blind Melon sing?
I don't even know. I just remember it was a music video with the girl dressed up as a bumblebee.
What are this? What do you get? No rain. No rain. No rain. Temptations.
Yeah. All right. Shall we get this show started?
Yeah, let's boogie. It's such
How
a good show
sound,
tonight,
you guys. Next act that we're bringing up, she is so funny, you guys. She is a regular at the Comedy Cellar in New York. So please, if you're ever in town, go see her. She's killing it. Please give it up one more time for Joelle Nicole!
Clap it up for Duke Thumb Queens in the house. Yeah, oh, it's good to be here. You guys look beautiful. Yeah, clap it up if you like your roommate. Yeah. Clap it up if you hate your roommate. Wow, that's surprising. In New York, you guys are in love. You like your roommate. I like that. I like my roommate for the first time in my life, so I'm like rejoicing. I feel like skipping down the street because I've had some terrible ones. This new one, I like her not because she's not crazy. She's crazy as hell. But she has 1,000 jobs. That's why we get along. Like, all her jobs are zany. She's never home, but all her jobs are zany. Like, she's a dog sitter, and she's also a dominatrix. But she's a new dominatrix, so she's not good at it yet. She don't got no dungeon, no clientele. I think she advertises on Craigslist. I don't know if this is legal. And she asked me, she was like, is it okay if I bring the dudes over to the house? Without even thinking, I was like, I don't care. I'm a hustler, I can't begrudge anybody's hustle. But then I told one of my human friends. She was like, you let her bring these dudes over the house? Aren't you scared one of them might assault you or something? And I thought about it and I was like, ain't nobody scared of somebody that wants his ball stepped on. I'm not scared of that. Are you kidding me? Assault me, I'll assault you. How about that? I'll take your wallet. I'm not afraid of it. It's very weird. She brings him to the house. She's like, the way comedians get good at comedy, we do things called open mics. So she's like an open micer of dominatrixing. Her foot slave came over the other day. It's a thing, a foot slave. He came over, he likes to rub on her feet and clean the house. Which, I mean, I'm like, get on top of the refrigerator, all right? Because it's dusty up there, clean where I don't want to clean. He's rubbing on her feet in the living room because that's the type of life I lead. I was cleaning, going out about my business. I live there, right? Chilling, cleaning. I got flip-flops on, right? So I'm walking back and forth in my flip-flops, minding my business. Every time I walked out, he was looking at my feet. I never felt so violated in my life. He was looking at my feet like they were titties. It was very violated. First time in my life, I wanted to be like, hey, buddy, eyes up here. For those of you listening to the podcast, I just pointed at my titties. Went and put some work boots on and finished cleaning. She's a zany girl. She also runs singles events in the city. She hosts them. That's another way she makes money. So the singles events will either be at land or at sea. And on the land, it's at a club, and at the sea, it's on like one of those little New York cruises, right, around the Statue of Liberty. And I realized the secret to a singles event is you cannot let the singles escape. So it's better for them to be on a boat. You can't let them escape. You would leave that situation. It's very awkward. On land, people leave all the time. At sea, you can't leave. I was on the singles cruise at sea, and the first hour is so awkward because everybody's just drinking, getting drunk, looking to see who they're going to fuck. Like, that's all that's happening the first hour of a singles cruise. And I met a woman who is my biggest inspiration in life. This was just a woman who was just eating sunflower seeds on the singles cruise. That's a bold snack on a singles cruise. She was spitting them out in her hand and tossing them into the extra bag. I didn't even know. I was like, I want to be sunflower seeds on a singles cruise comfortable in life. That's my aspiration. She's amazing. A white guy came up to me, white guy from Long Island, asked me out on a date. We went out on a date. It was cool. 2 drinks in, find out he voted for Trump. Yep. And you can see my face. I went to college, so you know who I voted for. I got Obama socks on right now. What are we talking about? So he kept being like, I don't understand why you keep bringing it up. And I was like, I don't understand why you don't understand why I keep bringing it up. Like, what are you talking about? And the weirdest part about like being on a date with somebody who you don't respect anything that comes out of their mouth is still wanting to have sex with them. That's a very weird feeling.
Very emotionally confusing. I was on some R. Kelly, my mind's telling me no. I love talking to people with a different opinion than me. I love it. I go to abortion clinics and volunteer just to talk to the crazy people on the way out. I love it. So in my head, I was like, all right, what do we need to do here? Like people, like we need to talk, we need to bridge this gap. This country's so damaged right now. Maybe they say we should talk across the aisle. Maybe we should fuck across the aisle. Maybe that's what needs to happen. It's like, you say potato, I say Mexico's not paying for the wall. You say tomato, I say Scott Baio's no longer a celebrity. Do better, guys. You don't have any real celebrities. So in my head, I was like, he's terrible. But I kept going. I went on another date with him, obviously as a sociological experiment. Because in my head, I was like, I know God's a comedian, so maybe the sex is really good. Like in my head, I was like, God is a bit of an asshole, so maybe the sex is good, you know? So after he said Black Lives Matter was a terrorist organization, I was like, you know what? Take off your pants. There's no need for you to talk anymore. So we had sex. It was terrible. Surprise. I was like, you brought whack dick and whack politics to my house? You are fired. His penis was very tiny. I know, right, all. But in my head, I felt vindicated because I was like, nobody with a big dick voted for Trump. I'm taking that blanket generalization into every moment of my life from here on in. And anytime I see somebody with a Make America Great Again hat on, I'm going to say, sorry for your loss, sir. My name is Joya. Thank y'all for listening to me.
Keep it going for Joya, everybody.
This message comes from Two Dope Queens sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/DopeQueens today to get 10% off your first month. WNYC Studios is supported by Rocket Money. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/WNYC. That's rocketmoney.com/WNYC.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Jerry Seinfeld on making a life in comedy.
This is a writer's game. If you can write, you succeed. If you can't, you will not make it. Any comedian can be funny on stage, but the bullets are the writing.
Jerry Seinfeld on his film Unfrosted and more. That's the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you guys ready for more show? We have a very fun special guest dropping in on the show tonight.
Yeah, she's a surprise.
Yeah, we're very excited to have her on. She is a phenomenal actress, funny person. You know her from her show, You're the Worst, on FX. X.
Yeah.
Please give it up for Aya Kinnaird! Thank you for doing the show.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Long-time listener.
Aww, thank you.
Thank you.
So you were telling us backstage that you've been married for 5 years and you've been with your man for 12 years?
Yeah.
How is that going? That's a long time to be with someone.
It is.
That really is.
This is the day that we announce the end. yeah, it's going really well, I think. I mean, I have nothing to compare it to. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Everybody's relationship is different. We're really good. We work very hard.
Yeah.
We've been to therapy.
Oh, yeah, couple therapy dope. Or individual therapy?
Both.
Cool.
Yeah, we started with like individual therapy, and then we'd go to each other's therapist together, and then we finally got our own, and we do kind of check-ins, like anytime there's big life events, like when we decided to get married, we were like, let's go back to therapy.
That's dope. When did you start doing that?
We actually started before that. I'm going to get real, which is we did like a workbook, like a marriage workbook,
cool.
6 months in.
Well, because you're like, I know this guy is the guy for me, or you're
No, because I put up with a lot. Like, my exes are terrible people.
Yeah.
And I think this is, I mean, not all of them. Not one of them. And like, Josh is like a really wonderful human being. And I could tell that like, he was worth putting some energy in, even if things weren't going well. But like, I dated a guy who got first he hit a parked car on our first date. On our second date, he got arrested.
Oh my God.
On our third date...
Wait. You don't speed past that.
And then what? And then were you in the car when you hit a parked car?
No, it was... Okay. So, like, we were driving to get ice cream on college campus, and he had, like, a $400 car, like you do, because, you know, college students.
Yeah.
And the muffler had fallen off, so it... I won't make the... You know, but loud.
Yeah.
Was the sound of his car. And we got pulled over because it was so loud, and then he never came back to the car. And the cop came and got me and said, your boyfriend's going to jail. And I was like, what? And it turns out that actually he had speeding tickets he hadn't paid. So, like, not that bad.
Okay, all right.
So we got past that.
Yeah.
And then he... third date, he peed in my roommate's closet.
And then were you like, at this point, we're done, or you doubled down on the relationship?
We were together like 2 years after that.
Girl!
No, he's the good one. What? Hi, Joey.
What?
Look, everyone has a story and a journey. Let's respect it.
Okay, so
Why did he pee in the closet?
Probably because he was drunk, I presume.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, and I shouldn't touch my nose on a podcast.
What did your roommate, was she like chill? Did you guys both have a discussion? Was that a roommate meeting?
Well, so she was like this beautiful, blonde, Christian girl who'd never been kissed, and she got me as a roommate. And... I got her first kiss. Like, it was good for her. She's now a burlesque dancer, I believe.
Yeah.
And, so he, like, we got very drunk, and I was like, just crash here. It's fine. And we were on bunk beds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, if you have, like, they're like this, like an L shape.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to get out of bed, and he hit the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And fell. So the lamp like slammed her in the head.
No, she didn't deserve that.
No, she's very nice.
Yeah.
And so, the lamp hit her in the head, and then he was on the ground sort of shaking. And we were like, are you okay? And he didn't respond. And then he just got up and he went to the closet and he took out his penis and he peed in her closet on her yoga mat.
People are so upset about that yoga mat.
That's
No! Not the yoga mat!
It's Brooklyn.
That's very Brooklyn.
That's a sanctuary.
Okay. So how long have you been acting?
I started in high school. Not professionally or anything.
Yeah.
Did you do like musicals and stuff?
No.
Oh.
I don't do that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So you started in high school. Were the other kids like jealous that you were starting acting? And it was just kind of like,
no.
They were chill.
Are the theater kids ever, are people ever jealous of the theater kids?
No. I didn't know if you were like going on auditions too in high school or not.
No, I went to an arts high school. But
where did you grow up?
San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
Woo, woo.
Yeah, so I grew up in San Francisco and I went to an arts high school, so everyone was sort of doing that. There was just a lot of like, we all smoked a lot of weed and drank a lot.
That's so badass. my high school, I grew up super Christian, and so whenever I see somebody who's like cool at smoking weed in high school, I'm like, that's so fucking cool.
Except that, like, I don't know. Like, now if I smoke, I want to be stoned. Like, I think I spent all of high school getting stoned and pretending not to be, which is not fun. Like, yeah. Why get stoned and just be like, no, I'm cool? And watching boys play video games and being like, is it my turn? Okay, no, of course not. I mean, so it wasn't like I was like an awesome weed smoker. I was like, you know, just a lonely kid trying to smoke a whole blunt on this tiny body. It just didn't work out.
So you started smoking at 14?
I think I started at 13.
Whoa.
But, well, do you remember the first time?
Yeah.
I did. My best friend was like 3 or 4 years older than me.
Edgy.
For me, not for her. Yeah. It was very uncool for her. And she took me out with her boyfriend and we smoked in Golden Gate Park. But we also did Whippets that day.
Whoa, that's so 13. Have you seen the movie 13?
Yes, of course.
Oh my God, what a horror story that was for my mom.
Yeah.
I was like grounded for 2 weeks after my mom saw that movie and I didn't even fucking do anything. Anyway, so you did Whippets,
yeah,
which is bananas.
That. Yeah, but I have never done Whippets since that day. Uh-huh. I did a lot of things like once when I was 13 or 14. And so I did Whippets, and I have something called vasovagal syncope.
What is
what's
that?
That?
Sounds
what's that?
Exotic.
You don't know? it's like a fainting disease. Like, basically, you just black out, and people black out for different reasons. But mine's usually pain-based. Uh-huh. Like, I hit my elbow once, and I, like, fell off a stool and smacked my face.
Oh, it's scary.
Yeah. So it looks scary, and I convulse, but but I'm fine. It just looks really terrifying. So I did my first and last Whippets, and I completely just blacked out. So I'd smoked weed, I did some Whippets, and I woke up and had no idea where I was or who I was with, really. And so that was sort of, I took a little break after that.
That sounds like a nightmare, or like a bad high, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think. That was pretty good, Jess.
Bad high, dude.
No, but you're into shrooms, right?
I am fucking into shrooms. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I do love shrooms. And I can't handle weed because I just feel like I'm going to die. But
yeah.
The shrooms, I felt like I was fully in control. And I find that with so many drugs that I have tried, I feel like I'm out of control. I also have tried Molly, and it was really fun, but the come down is really bad for me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, have you ever done Molly?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah. That's right. Of course you have. That's cool.
Well, I'm on this side of the age group, and it was very big in the mid-90s. And so, like, I used to go to the raves and do... When it was called E.
Yeah.
Instead of Molly. That's how I knew I was getting older, is I was like, oh, God, the drug has a different name?
We've changed it to Molly, like millennial pink. It's not pink anymore.
The only thing I've done really is an edible, and I did it once, and I didn't like it.
Yeah. An edible, right?
And it was
horrible. It's the worst. It's the worst.
I just felt like I was shot with a tranquilizer dart for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
And I did it with my friend. She makes her own edibles, and she's like, it's going to be so fun. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. And we, like, watched, like, a J-Lo movie, and then we, like...
Which one? Oh, my gosh.
No, sorry, not that. We watch High Maintenance on HBO.
Oh, that's
what we
watch. So much better.
Right, so much better. Yeah,
is
so,
it? Just kidding. It is.
No.
It's good.
No, so
but
we.
But J-Lo is America's sweetheart. She's one of them.
Yeah, so I was like, this is like the theme of the night is getting high. And so we're watching the show. And she, and I look over to my left and she's just like whooping up like, this show is so awesome, so great. And I was just in the corner like a troll like, ooh. And I ordered a burger at 4 a.m. and I got tired halfway through eating it and fell asleep with like French fries on my lap. That no one should live like that. That's a terrible night. That's terrible.
The last time I did edibles, somebody had handed me when I was in California, they handed me like a edible taffy and I threw it in my wallet and forgot about it. And I started my period like here in New York in my apartment in Brooklyn and I opened up my wallet and I realized I still had it. I was like, what the fuck, TSA? I shouldn't have this. But also it was like kind of melted. So I was like, you know what? I have really bad cramps, like endometriosis. I was like, let me fucking take some of this. So I took it and then I felt like I was going to throw up. My boyfriend Blaine was at work. Then I realized I felt like I was too tall. So I started to get, I got off of the couch. I laid on the ground because I didn't feel safe anymore. I realized I was on the 10th floor of my apartment, so I started to get vertigo, which was fucking insane. And then I ended up calling my boyfriend who was working his like 7 a.m. to like 5 p.m. job. And I was like, honey, I'm scared. He's like, what happened? Do you need me to come over? I was like, I took that old fucking taffy that weird old guy gave us, and I feel like I'm gonna die. Can you help me? And he was like, I cannot help you. And so that was the end of it all.
The last time I took an edible, I used to work at Chat and Chew in Union Square.
I love Chat and Chew.
What's a Chat and Chew? Wait, catch me up really quickly.
It's coming back, apparently.
Yeah, it's like a little like fun diner.
Yeah, and yeah. I used to walk by it like when I'd blow an audition. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm not there anymore. It's okay. Yeah. And then it closed, and I was like, what the fuck do I do now? But it's opening again. So I worked at Chat and Chew. It's how I met my husband. Chat and Chew, yay.
Oh, that's you guys cute. Both worked
that's
at
romantic.
Chat and Chew? And
that's
no, I was his waitress.
Ooh!
That is so me cute. That's like a J-Lo movie
so
for
how
sure.
It is. Wait, so did he ask you out?
While yeah, you were... he was like, well, he like left me his email, which was like nerdy and cute.
That
and
is cute. It's not presumptuous.
No, yeah, it's not like, call me, babe. It was like, here's my email. Let's write notes. And I like that. I like a nerdy guy. But the girls from coffee shop used to tip us with pot brownies because they'd come and eat our comfort food after their shifts. And I remember going home and eating a pot brownie and turning on the Nutcracker and turning off all the lights in my apartment.
Yes.
And going through and everything I touched that didn't have an emotion had to leave.
That's Marie Kondo.
I came up with the Marie Kondo method.
We need to email Marie.
But I woke up the next day and I was like, what the fuck is my entire room in the living room? All my roommates who were like real adults at that point were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You got one chance to get this back together. So that I don't do that anymore either.
The one thing I had like when I did do shrooms, I had that thing where I like listen to like Animal Collective nonstop with like a Beats pill. Mm-hmm. And you know that Beats pill has that red B right there? Mm-hmm. So I was dancing and I was naked and I was just looking at that red thing and it was just kind of moving around. And I was like, oh, this is what a rave feels like. My boyfriend's like, that's not what raves are like. But it was like, I just felt like, oh, everything is beautiful. It's cool.
Yeah.
It was nice. We should do shrooms together sometime.
Oh my God, dreams do come true.
All right, well.
All right, bye.
No. No, I loved having you on the show. Could you leave Jess and I with like any sort of wisdom, like relationship wisdom? I'm in a new relationship. Jess has been in a relationship for like almost 4 years now. Anything that we can try to hold on to?
I mean, honestly, you're going to want to fuck other people. Don't. That's really the extent
that is
of being
so
in a
relationship.
It's like okay. It's okay. Should. My husband sometimes wants to fuck other people. I sometimes want to fuck other people. That's okay. Just don't do it.
I like that. That's amazing. Yeah.
I love that. That's incredible.
That should be the name of your self-help book. You're going to want to fuck other people, but don't.
You guys can write a relationship one together. Yeah. That can be
I'm
really
so
cute.
Sorry, my love.
Yeah. No, you've been fantastic. Please give it up one more time.
Bye.
I'm
On this week's On the Media, one former NPR editor's grievances are reverberating far beyond a Substack essay. He claims wokeness is ruining the place.
That marginalized people are storming the barricades and dictating that this story happens and this story gets killed and we're going to use this language and not use that language. That's not what I saw.
On this week's On the Media from WNYC. Find On the Media wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you guys ready for our final act of the evening? I have been a big fan of our next comic since he was on Last Comic Standing and won his season. He's from Atlanta, and he's now starring in the Netflix series Love. Please give it up for Clayton England!
Yeah, all right. Make some noise for everybody y'all seen, man. This shit is awesome. It's so good. We in here, we got all different types of people in here. We good, everybody good? All right. You been watching the news? Y'all scared? Y'all scared for real? Okay, if you're gonna be scared, it's okay to be scared temporarily. But you can't stay scared. You can't operate out of a place of fear. For real, you're not gonna make the right decisions. You start being fearful, that's when you make dumbass decisions that fuck you up. You're not gonna be the best you. And right now, in America, I travel all around the country, everybody's scared. It's weird. This America, everybody's not supposed to be scared at the same time. We used to take turns being scared. We did. It's your week, y'all up. Whatever you were scared of, we had a week for you. You scared of clowns? Stay in the woods this weekend. What? You scared of your baby being born with a little head? Zika virus. How the fuck did you know that? Now, everybody's scared at the same time. It's weird. It's kind of balancing out, though, a little bit. Because now everybody's scared at the same time. People don't know what to do. I'm from Atlanta. I'm from the South. I was back home like 2 weeks ago. Police pulled me over. Neither one of us knew what to do. We were both scared. We were just trying not to make eye contact with each other. I looked in the rearview mirror. We locked eyes. We both looked away. I said, oh, shit, he's scared too? After about 10 minutes, he got on the speaker and he was like, I'll let you go, you let me go. I said, all right, I did not know that's how we doing it. I was so scared, I got out the car and walked home. I said, fuck the car, I shouldn't have been driving. That was part of the problem. You can't be scared though, for real. You can't. Black people, we scared? No, we better not be. We can't be scared. We don't get scared about the same shit either. I realize that. Sometimes white people, y'all worry about shit that ain't got shit to do with us. You do, I learned that. Remember when Obama was president, we had the recession. They was talking about, oh, this is the worst recession in years. It's worse than the Great Depression. This is the worst recession we ever seen. I'm worried about the shit too. But I had to ask, what's a recession? Because I wanted to make sure I was worried about the right shit. And they was like, oh, it's when your money's fucked up. The value of the dollar goes down. You can't pay your bills. You're about to get evicted. I was like, bitch, that's how I've been living this whole time. Get out of my face. You got adjustments to make. I'm going to be fine. I was worried. I thought it was a disease. I was like, everybody gonna get the recession? The whole country? What are scientists doing? White people, y'all scared? Y'all scared? Y'all better not be. We don't need y'all to be scared. Now's not the time. This shit going down. North Korea, Trump, hurricanes. We need y'all to do what y'all do. White people, do what you do. You just gotta change your thinking a little bit. Do what you've been doing. You organize, you get shit done. All you gotta do is think about people the way you think of animals and fucking save us. What are y'all doing? If we had tails, you would be all over this shit. If I was up here covered in crude oil slipping around, then you come out with some Dove soap. Let me clean you up, buddy. Get off me. And the police was walking up and shooting people's black labs while they was walking them, then you'd have the sign. Black Labs Matter with the little balled up paw on it. No justice, no lace. When I clean up any of this shit, you stop shooting up puppies. I like animals, save them. They cool, but they can't save us. If you falling off a cliff, your cat ain't finna do shit. He don't even have thumbs. We gotta kick it though, dude. Oh man, it's getting crazy. They try to make everybody hate everybody. The news talking all this shit, Trump president. Where the Trump people at? All right, okay, I'm gonna say this one time. White people, you're gonna have to stop acting like you didn't do it. Talk to your people, get your mans. Whose man is this? Talk to your people, talk to your people. I'm not saying y'all did it, but talk to your people, because we didn't do it. Black people had a meeting, and we was like, who voted for Trump? Nobody raised their hand. Look at some of the white people in here worried. I told you they have meetings. I told you! We're not prepared! We have no fucking meetings. Ain't no black hate group. You ever heard of a black hate group? They try to turn shit Black Lives Matter. That's not a black hate group. Ain't no black hate group. Can't be a black hate group. Think about the shit black people gotta do. Think about how hard shit is for us in everyday life. We gotta get jobs, all type of shit, worry about the police, worry about the neighborhood, and now you want us to meet twice a week and talk about how much we don't like some shit? And you gotta wear a uniform? Man, no. You gotta wear your black hoodie and Timberlands. Get the fuck out of my face before I beat you. I'm just saying. You gotta kick it, you gotta hang out more often. I tell all my black friends, go kick it with your white friends. They're like, I don't know, I don't think I'm gonna have nothing to come. Go, kick it with your white friends. They do all type of shit. For real, you just gotta ask the right ones. I tell my black friends statistics about white people y'all don't want us to know. But I tell them, I share every time. I'm like, look, 1 in 5 white people, 1 in 5. 1 in 5 white people got an extra home just for recreation and fun activities and shit, a beach house, a chateau, a ranch, a vineyard. Start asking your white friends, what's up with the vineyard? Hey, Scott, what's up with the vineyard, man? Now, the first 4 you're gonna ask gonna be like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. But you're gonna ask that 5th one. You're like, man, what's up with the vineyard? And he's gonna be like, when do you wanna go? Don't pack anything. We got everything in your size. We're leaving tonight. I don't, well, why do you have my size? You gotta kick it. White people, kick it with your black friends. And when you kick it with us, stop trying to show us how much black shit you know. Be yourself. I don't give a fuck if you know the lyrics to every Wu-Tang Clan song. Shut the fuck up, man. Be you. That's how it works. You learn some cool shit from me. I learn some cool shit from you. I don't want to know shit I already know. I want some white people knowledge. I want some of that white people information. What the stock market about to do? What the market doing? How do Bitcoins work? How you make egg salad? How much mayonnaise? That looks like a lot, but if you say so. Oh, another one? Oh, y'all crazy. This is crazy. All right. Y'all have been amazing. I think it's time for me to get out of here, man. No, hey, shut your ass up, okay? Look, I don't come to your job, do that shit to you. Do I show up and cut the lights back on at GameStop? Leave me the fuck alone, okay? No. Hey, no, look, y'all have been amazing. Make some noise for Jessica and Phoebe. Give it up for Trudeau Queen. Hey, give it up for yourself. Let's go.
Phoebe Carver Clayton English, everybody.
You just heard Clayton English, Aya Cash, and Joelle Nicole.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Zalataroff, Jim Poyant, Paula Schumann, Rachel Neal, Phoebe Robinson, and Jessica Williams. Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky. Come on, dude, ask me out already.
And, you know, just follow us on Instagram. It's so fun. It's the most fun you'll ever have in your entire life. There's a photo of two kids who dressed up like us for Halloween, and we legit almost died. We might have been ghosts. Check us out for yourself, ghost hunters.
And subscribe, you ding-dongs. How many times do I have to tell you? YQY.
My may me mo moo. My may me mo moo. My may me mo moo. I'm doing my vocal warm-ups. Okay.